is a Fox News alert. A new spokeswoman for the White House, Lisa Brady. A replacement just announced for Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and its First Lady
Melania Trump, who did the honors in a tweet confirming that Stephanie Grisham, who's been the First Lady's press secretary, will take over as the president's spokesperson. She was also a member of the president's transition team. President Trump has been busy tweeting about Iran as the administration and the regime continue to trade threats and insults. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Lisa, traveling in Israel, National Security Advisor John Bolton said if Iran breaks uranium enrichment limits in the multi-nation nuclear deal,
we will simply enhance the maximum pressure campaign.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says the Trump administration has no strategic plan for bringing Iran to the negotiating table.
And what it's doing is building pressure. And when you have a pressure cooker that has no escape valve, all it does is explode.
Iran is refusing to negotiate as long as sanctions remain on its supreme leader. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. The opportunity of the century. White House advisor Jared Kushner says that's a more accurate way to describe the first part of the administration's plan for Mideast peace, an economic plan for Palestinians.
Agreeing on an economic pathway forward is a necessary precondition to resolving what is a previously unsolvable political situation.
He's speaking at a conference in Bahrain, launching what Palestinian protesters deride as the deal of the century. Illinois just becoming the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana. New governor J.B. Pritzker signing a bill that keeps a campaign promise. It allows Illinois residents to purchase and possess up to an ounce of pot at a time, half as much for non-residents, but it remains illegal until January 1st, when licensed dispensaries will be allowed to start selling it. This is Fox News.
Fox News. Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/3 U.S. only.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The president is again denying the allegation of an advice columnist that he assaulted her years ago.
President Trump said that writer E. Jean Carroll was, in his words, totally lying when she recently accused him of raping her during an encounter in a New York City department store in the mid-1990s. In an interview with The Hill, the president said, "I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay?" Carroll is the 16th woman to accuse President Trump of sexual misconduct since he ran for president. He's denied the previous allegations. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Some breaking business news. Mitsubishi Motors announcing it's relocating its North American headquarters from California to Tennessee, a move that will bring the Japanese automaker closer to its sister company, Nissan, and aimed at strengthening Tennessee's growing reputation as an epicenter of the automotive sector. A new study finds a possible link between some commonly prescribed drugs and a higher risk of dementia.
Researchers warning that a class of drugs widely used to treat things like depression should be prescribed with caution. This after a study finds a nearly 50% higher likelihood of dementia linked to the use of some anticholinergic drugs, especially antidepressants, antipsychotic, anti-Parkinson's drugs, as well as bladder and epilepsy medications. The British study published in the journal JAMA International Medicine found the increased risk in people who took strong anticholinergic medications daily for 3 or more years. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
More breaking news, this time out of Washington. The Associated Press now reporting that the acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner says he is stepping down, this amid outrage over the conditions at detention centers. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Coming up at 11 o'clock, it is a guy we've been trying to get on the show for a long time. He is a guy that has been to the mountain and back. He has worked in the West Wing of the White House under President George H.W. Bush. He has been the ambassador to Iceland. What's that gig like? And he has become what I call a kingmaker in Southern Nevada. He is Sig Rogich, and he will join us coming up just after 11 o'clock. This latest woman to come out and accuse the president of what is essentially forcible rape. Those are pretty serious charges. But yet she will not go to the cops and have the president arrested. And I got to tell you, I don't know why. I don't know why she doesn't. If indeed he did rape her, even if 20 years ago, and my question is, why didn't she go to the cops 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, or 10 years ago? Somebody explain that one to me. That's one I can't quite figure. But I want you to hear, this is cut one, by the way. This is a lady by the name of E. Jean Carroll. She was on with Lawrence O'Donnell and gives what I call kind of a Looney Tunes explanation of why not to bring rape charges against Trump. There is apparently, I don't know if this is the equivalent of the semen-stained blue dress from the Clinton administration, but this is her explanation of why she's not prosecuting the president of the United States for forcible rape. That's pretty serious stuff, but I want you to listen to her explanation. This was on MSNBC.
The exact details of what happened are very precise in your article. A prosecutor earlier on MSNBC, going through those details, said that she would describe it as first-degree rape. It did include every element that people think of as classic rape, a man raping a woman, in that space that you say was probably in your memory about 3 minutes.
And then
you're out the door. And you, when you get home, you take off what you were wearing. And in your article, you point out in the last lines that you've never worn it since, and it was still hanging exactly as you left it that day, unlaundered, and that's what you're wearing on the cover of New York Magazine now. Why did you keep it? Why was it there that way?
Well, do you have lucky clothes? Do you have, like, a lucky jeans?
I have a baseball glove. That's the oldest thing I own.
And that's a lucky glove.
From high school, yes.
Right. So we have lucky things, and this dress was unlucky. So when I hung it up, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is a talisman. I just never wanted to put it on again because it had horrible memories. So it just hung there. I didn't bag it up. I didn't do anything. I just sat there behind the raincoats. That's it.
I want to listen to what Maya Wiley said, actually, 2 hours ago on Chris Hayes' show here on this network about this evidence that you describe, including the clothing. Let's listen to this.
New York State no longer has a statute of limitations on first-degree rape. Hmm. That doesn't mean that in this case she is necessarily saying she would bring a rape charge. But this would be a first, from what I understand of the facts, this is potentially a first-degree rape case which doesn't have a statute of limitations, and she has the coat.
And she also indicated that if the coat has not been laundered, there could conceivably be evidence of some kind.
How can that be possible?
She's a prosecutor. She's been.
She should know. Cases.
Yeah. Would you consider bringing a rape charge against Donald Trump for this? Why not?
I would find it disrespectful to the women who are down on the border who are being raped around the clock down there without any protection. They're young women. They've, you know, tried to come into the country. They're, as you know, they're there by the thousand. The women have very little protection there. It would just be disrespectful if I, you know, and mine was 3 minutes. I'm a mature woman. I can handle it. I can keep going. You know, my life has gone on. I'm a happy woman. But for the women down there and for the women, actually, around the world, you know, in every culture, this is going on, no matter high in society or low in society. It just seems disrespectful that I would bring it just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I'm going to do something I normally don't do, but I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. You believe this lady? She's, what, the 15th, 16th woman to come forward? Do you believe her? She sounds Looney Tunes to me. I'm always suspect when somebody says, well, that was 20 years ago. It was only 3 minutes. Forcible rape is forcible rape. Do you believe E. Jean Carroll? By the way, I had never heard of E. Jean Carroll. Had you heard of E. Jean Carroll? You ever heard of her? She's some sort of advice columnist, like Ann Landers, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know that I believe her. We'll get to your calls in a minute. In fact, we'll get to your calls after the break. How's that? We'll get to your calls after. We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and we're going to find out if you believe this woman. She does not sound believable to me. She sounds like a nutcase or somebody that's looking for her 15 minutes of fame. I'd never heard of the woman. Maybe around New York, she's famous. I don't know. We'll get to your calls coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, by the way, the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. She says the president, as a private citizen, forcibly raped her. Do you believe her? We're going to find out. It's all next, live and local, now.
The 2020 presidential election campaign is underway.
Democrats will showcase their growing field of presidential candidates June 26th and 27th in Miami. They got so many presidential wannabes, it's going to take two nights to hear from them all. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Live and Local Now is teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, we're going to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. Doors open at 5, the debate begins at 6. Get there early and see our special pregame show. Enjoy free hors d'oeuvres. Be sure to wear your MAGA gear and feel free to hoot and holler when you see Pocahontas, Sleepy Joe Biden, or Crazy Bernie. Remember the fun we had in 2016 at our Rhythm Kitchen Republican debate watch parties? We're picking up where we left off. And here's the best part. Admission is free. Go to NevadaGOP.org to get your free tickets. And we'll see you June 26th and 27th at our presidential debate headquarters, Rhythm Kitchen, on South Decatur, just off the 215.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us on great radio stations all across the state, in places like Ely on KELY. Yeah. We are so blessed to have affiliates in Fallon and Amargosa Valley and Battle Mountain, Ely, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Pahrump, Hawthorne. Yeah. And by the way, to our friends
outstate, there's a fire weather advisory for Pahrump and Amargosa Valley till Thursday at 11 a.m. Also, a red flag warning for Hawthorne and a lake wind advisory as well. So there is some breaking weather across our state. We'll try and keep up to date on that. Stay with this radio station, though, and they'll have the very latest. We were talking about E. Jean Carroll. Had any of you heard of E. Jean Carroll? I'll be honest with you. I'd never heard of her. No, I had never heard of her. And it's really sad that now 20 years later, she comes up with these charges. But she won't press charges. Anybody smell a rat here? Anybody smell a rat with somebody who's trying to sell a book or sell a magazine article? Because I don't recognize the name, and her explanation is not really all that good. A couple of other stories. Ilhan Omar is in the news again. Because believe it or not, she's in the news again. She is the House member from Michigan. And in fact, let's go to Cut 7 real quick. Ilhan Omar outlined the House version of Bernie's bill. This is the bill to cancel $1.6 billion in student loan debt, to just absolutely walk away from it. This was Ilhan Omar yesterday on the steps of the Capitol.
What my bill does is simple as it is revolutionary, as Senator Sanders says. It cancels all of $1.6 trillion student loan debt. No exceptions, no questions asked, full cancellation. Americans will no longer wonder if they can buy a home or start a family or open a business or retire. You might ask, why full cancellation? What about the people who can pay off their student debt? Well, let me say this. The children of Donald Trump aren't asking or taking out student loans. Canceling student debt is a problem of the poor and the middle class, not of the rich. So rather than making exceptions, let's end this crisis entirely once and for all. You might also ask, who will pay for it? Well, economic estimate that forgiving student debt will generate up to $1 trillion in economic activity. But we can go a step farther. And as I always say, America does not suffer from scarcity. We suffer from greed. So we can ask speculators on Wall Street to pay a small financial transaction tax, which would fully fund student loan forgiveness over 10 years. The American people bailed out Wall Street. It's time for Wall Street to bail out the American people.
So there you have it. There you have it. That's the name of that tune. I want you to hear. This is Ari Melber, and this is Cut 5. Ari Melber, if you don't know who Ari Melber is, there's probably a good reason. He is a not ready for prime time guy. He's a host on MSNBC, and obviously nobody watches MSNBC. But he did a big deal. We trimmed it down to about 2 minutes, and it was Ari Melber seeing a pattern in Trump, Iran, and immigration policy, that there seems to be a common denominator. I want to see what you think of this. This was Ari Melber yesterday on MSNBC.
Now, there is real news tonight,
and it is about Iran. But I want to take a moment to walk through a wider context, because we've seen the same pattern in play on those big promised ICE raids that the president walked back. For the raids, it was a governing threat time to add heat to his 2020 kickoff, using the power of ICE and the feds to basically hype his own campaign rollout in immigration. Now then, by this weekend, Donald Trump all but admitted that was essentially a head fake, part of this pattern of head fakes. And this is important to understand the Iran news tonight, because sometimes you have a president literally creating the appearance of a problem so that he alone can solve it. Now, it often begins with some kind of tough talk, then a reaction, concern over the public plan announced by a president. But often in the end, it doesn't happen. So there was the Iran strike. You remember that, of course. There are these ICE raids that were canceled this weekend. Or more recently, there were those Mexico tariffs. Tweet, hype, but then fold. And it's more than simply playing for distraction, something that Donald Trump has been doing as long as he's been an entertainer. Because often I want to point out to you tonight, the message itself can be the political payoff. Donald Trump's base wants to hear about ICE raids, about people being round up. So he gave them days of that message and perception. He may have already decided nothing was going to actually happen, but he gave his people some of the politics they wanted to hear. Now, if you watch The Beat, you may know we have an explicit news policy of trying to avoid some of the distractions. We don't cover, for example, random tweets. We have a much higher bar for ever putting a Trump tweet on the screen for you. We try to focus on what's actually happening. But of course, if a White House is marching towards war with Iran, and there are leaks about that really happening, or mass arrests of people in America, well, that becomes much harder to ignore out of hand, even if you know about what I'm calling this head fake pattern. Now to the news. Donald Trump announcing today what he is calling hard-hitting sanctions against Iran. And then he says it, quote, would have happened anyway. This is a president who knows about narrative, who knows about staging and casting. And he's trying to cast himself as the hero for calling off the very thing that he started. He is the one who threatened that airstrike. Although, of course, there was a downed drone. That's a real thing to deal with. But he was the one talking about escalation.
That's Ari Melber seeing a pattern. I'm not sure that I follow it. Don't forget, tomorrow and Thursday, our debate watch parties. Yeah. At Rhythm Kitchen. Remember the fun we had in 2016 with the Republican watch parties? We're going to do the same thing. We're going to pick up where we left off. Live and Local Now, teaming up with the Nevada Republican Party to host our first 2020 debate watch parties. And yes, I said parties. We're going back to Rhythm Kitchen. Wednesday and Thursday night. Doors open at 5. The debate begins at 6. Get there early. See our special pregame show. We'll be talking with area politicos. You can enjoy free hors d'oeuvres while they last. Now, be sure to wear your MAGA gear. I've talked to a lot of folks that are going there, and they say, nope, I got my hat, I got my T-shirt, I got everything, I'm ready. I got my signage. No, that is so cool. Free hors d'oeuvres while they last. And here's the best part. Admission is free. So go to NevadaGOP.org, click on calendar, and get your free tickets. Or just show up. And we'll see you tomorrow and Thursday at Rhythm Kitchen. We're going to have so much fun. There's going to be so much hooting and hollering when you see Pocahontas or Sleepy Joe Biden or Crazy Bernie, or they start talking about giving away everything. We'll do that and more coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Fox Business Network, the major averages are lower in afternoon trading, weighed down by weak consumer and housing data. Stocks have paused their June rally in recent days as investors have awaited further details on the direction of monetary policy and trade. And Americans are feeling less confident about the economy this month, shaken by the escalation in the U.S.-China trade war. The Conference Board said its consumer confidence index dropped 9.8%, though the June reading is still at high levels. It is the lowest level since September of 2017. And Unilever
Unilever will be shuttering its ice cream manufacturing facility in Henderson, Nevada, resulting in 300 people losing their jobs. The plant makes products for brands including Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, Good Humor, and Klondike. According to the company, the closure of the facility is in the best long-term interest of its business, with production transferred to factories in Missouri, Tennessee, and Vermont. Employees will be able to apply for other positions at other sites. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump following up sanctions with threats against Iran, saying the U.S. will obliterate Iran if it attacks anything American. This after the Iranian president lashed out at new sanctions.
The White House actions mean it is mentally retarded. Didn't you say you want to negotiate?
The Trump administration also plans later this week to sanction Iran's top diplomat, Javad Zarif, who spent months negotiating the nuclear deal with then-Secretary of State John Kerry.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Illinois becomes the 11th state to allow recreational marijuana, the first to implement a comprehensive statewide cannabis marketplace. And the attorney for a pickup truck driver blamed in the collision, which killed seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire, enters a not guilty plea on his behalf. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is
790 Las Vegas, okay. And 98.1. Palm Springs.
Talk now. Okay. Okay. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from. I didn't do it. I didn't punch the button. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Mayor Pete is in some trouble. He's got a campaign that's not going anywhere. And if you saw over the weekend the footage from that town hall where African Americans are absolutely irate with their mayor in South Bend, who happens to be Mayor Pete. But it is interesting. One of the things that I found fascinating was Mayor Pete in an interview the other day tried to draw a comparison between African Americans and the civil rights effort and the effort of LGBTQ and how there's a difference in the progress that's been made in our country relative to those two struggles, gays and African Americans. Let's go to cut four. This is Sarah Kate Ellis. She is the president of GLAAD. She likes Mayor Pete, but disagrees with the mayor comparing the struggle of blacks versus LGBTQ. Listen to this on CNN.
I mean, you can still get fired, and people do in a lot of parts of the country because of who you are. And there are a lot of serious issues, which is why I think we need an Equality Act. But you look at the trajectory of equality for LGBT people, and you compare it to the struggle that is going on for Black America to this day. And you got to ask the question, how come one moved so quickly and the other is plodding along generationally at such a slow pace?
So he recognizes Black America's struggle. What do you make of his observation there?
I don't think you can compare the two, quite frankly. I think that the struggle for LGBTQ equality, we've been an invisible group or community, and our visibility has been so important to the community. And I think that what I like about Mayor Pete has been his visibility as an out presidential candidate, and that he has used that platform to raise awareness about LGBTQ issues. But LGBTQ community is intersectional. We are women, we are people of color, we are immigrants. And so that's one part of our community. That is not the whole of our community. And usually the most marginalized in our community, of course, don't have the loudest voices. And so that's really important at a time like this, especially when we're up against so much hate and discrimination.
What do you, as a president of, because he touches on he's gay, and then he has these issues with the Black community. So then how does he handle this, and how has he handled this?
I think that the best way he could handle this, which is the part that I'm waiting to see, is the empathy. Right? As someone who has been closeted for a large part of their life and knows what it's like to be discriminated against or not have the same opportunities, I think that there's an empathy that can bring us all together.
But do you think he understands when you, because when you said that, because I deal with both. So being closeted, no one knew.
Right.
But everyone sees that I'm Black.
Yes.
So you understand?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't compare the two, yeah. Right? Because we've been fighting for our visibility. The visibility of Black people in America has been put a target on their backs, right? And so I think that you really can't compare the two. However, what I was saying was that we are, LGBTQ people are Black people. And I think we all have a struggle, a civil rights struggle. This is not a race to the bottom of whose is worse or whose is better. I think that this is more about we can understand struggle, yeah. Right? And understanding struggle is what can bring us all together.
Okay. Listen, I've got to go.
There you have it. That's Don Lemon with CNN. By the way, Mayor Pete will not be on the stage tomorrow. And again, don't forget, If you don't already have your free tickets to our major event, both Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be at Rhythm Kitchen. And we're going to be hooting and hollering and laughing. Oh, it's going to be good. If you don't already have your tickets, admission is free. Just go to nevadagop.org, click on calendar, you get your free tickets. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, the rising star, she's moved from a second tier to a first tier candidate just in the last couple of weeks. And it has not been at the, shall we say, the expense of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has been steady, but I think he has plateaued, and we found his ceiling, so to speak. But coming up tomorrow would be Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, John Delaney, by the way, I believe he's a former congressman from Maryland, Tulsi Gabbard, congresswoman from Hawaii, Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio, Tim Ryan, Bill de Blasio, currently the mayor of New York City, and Jay Inslee from the state of Washington. That will be tomorrow. Then on Thursday, it will be Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, Marianne Williamson, I still don't know who the hell she is, Eric Swalwell, Andrew Yang, he's the one that wants to give everybody $1,000 a month or something like that. Don't have to work, you don't have to do anything for it, the government will just give you money. We'll make it easy for you. And John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado. Okay? So that's who's on tap on Thursday. But come on out tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun. There's going to be hooting, hollering. We're going to have some prizes to give away. We're going to have a special pregame show at 5:30 where we'll be talking with various members of the political class. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So make sure that you come out tomorrow night and Wednesday night. The debates are in Miami, broadcast live on NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo. And the debates will run 2 hours. So make sure you come out and you be a part of it with us. If you don't already have your tickets, make sure you get them, because we need to know how much food to prepare. That's because there's no charge. The only thing we want to do is know how many people are going to be there, so we'll know how much food to have. As I say, admission is free. The hors d'oeuvres are free while they last. We're going to take a quick break. And by the way, when we come back, Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas, and he is a defender of the president when it comes to his policy in Iran. And he was on, He was on Fox News last night. But I found it interesting the way he defended the president and his policies. Backing away from the attack on Iran. I thought that was interesting. We'll let you hear in his own words what Tom Cotton was saying. So stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's Taco Shop. Mmm, I can just taste it. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Top it off with a refreshing drink and it's maravilloso. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you since 1964.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on.
Dream on, dream on, dream on.
It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by my buddy Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. You want a free review? Call my buddy Sam, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. We mentioned that Mayor Pete is in a bit of difficulty, but he does have people that are speaking up for him. In fact, let's go to cut eight. And I want you to hear the Reverend Michael Patton. If you don't know who he is the president of the South Bend chapter of the NAACP. He, for one, gives Mayor Pete high marks.
How do you think Buttigieg has handled this crisis in your community?
I think he's handled it well thus far.
We've taken some action to address some of the things that we've been confronted with. He has brought our community together, brought a number of leaders together to confer one with another in regards to the challenges that our community is facing. Yeah.
So the mayor is saying that he is ultimately responsible for what happened in the city. I mean, he said it there in the soundbite you just heard. That's something that a lot of other presidential candidates who aren't mayors or governors don't have to deal with while they're campaigning. Is he doing the right thing, you think, by taking responsibility here?
Yeah, he's a leader. Every leader would do the same thing in taking responsibility for what they're responsible for. And so I applaud him for saying what he said thus far.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to get this because this is this just came in tonight. OK, Pastor says tonight the South Bend Police Union is accusing the mayor of playing politics. Here's what they say. They say Mayor Buttigieg's focus on this incident is solely for his political gain and not the health of the city he serves. They say he hasn't focused on other shootings and deaths in the city. What's your response to that?
Well, that's their opinion. I think as we look at the overall situation, that there have been action-oriented steps that we have taken thus far to address what we are confronting currently. Our community is hurting. Our community is frustrated. Our community is experiencing pain. And certainly as I look at what we've done thus far in bringing our communities together to allow for them to express themselves, I think we're taking the right steps towards healing. Now, we have a long ways to go. However, I'm believing that this process, as we look at the challenges before us and create initiatives and steps to move forward, will bring us to a place of healing.
Okay. That's Reverend Michael Patton. He is the president of the South Bend, Indiana chapter of the NAACP. And he apparently is a supporter of Mayor Pete. Now, the problem for Mayor Pete is he's never going to be able to get a word in edgewise. He's going to get his 60 seconds of fame, and that's about it, because he's going to be on the stage with the heavyweights. Tomorrow night is like the children's table. But you know what's going to happen? Tomorrow night, everybody's going to be able to go after Joe Biden. And all of those people that won't be there to answer for themselves. But I want to give you those numbers again. Because tomorrow night, Elizabeth Warren will essentially have the stage to herself. Everybody else on the stage is going to be a second-tier candidate. So it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and everybody else. Who else is going to be up there? Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker tomorrow night, Amy Klobuchar tomorrow night, John Delaney tomorrow night, Tulsi Gabbard, Julian Castro, Tim Ryan, Bill de Blasio, Jay Inslee. And again, there's going to be 2 hours. So they'll each get time, but not much. And then on Thursday night, it's Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, Marianne Williamson, Eric Swalwell, Andrew Yang, and John Hickenlooper. So the big heavy hitters are on Thursday, but what I fully expect tomorrow is that you're going to see fireworks, and they're going to be lobbing salvos at Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and anybody else that's in the first tier. That's essentially what you're going to have. Very quickly, I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in. This is an issue that is near and dear to me. We had 144,000. We're averaging like 130,000 people coming across our southern border illegally every month. Every month. And Mark Morgan is the acting director of ICE. There have been stories out there about local officials who are not cooperating with ICE. that they're actually making ICE's job more difficult, not easier. And Mark Morgan was on with Brett Baer last night and absolutely came unglued at the thought of local law enforcement officials making ICE's job more difficult, not less difficult. This is Cut 6, and this is last night from Special Report on Fox News Channel.
It's a huge deal, Brett. I mean, think about this. We have law enforcement agencies that are actively saying that they're not going to work with another law enforcement agency who is enforcing the law. The majority of individuals that ICE apprehends and arrests are criminals, criminal aliens in those very cities that now are swearing that they're not going to work with us. Who loses at the end of that? The citizens of that city, that's who loses. It's unconscionable to me.
Is it more dangerous?
It's the commentators just had absolutely more dangerous. Think about this. If we have individuals that are being protected, individuals, we have outcries. If you see an ICE agent to call a hotline to try to thwart them, it's more dangerous for everybody. It's more dangerous for the agents and officers, and it's more dangerous for the people that we're going after.
The president said he's listening to Democrats, giving 2 weeks. Here's the House Speaker on her call with the president.
When I saw that the president was going to have these raids, I mean, it was so appalling. It's outside the circle of civilized human behavior to just be kicking down doors, splitting up families, and the rest of that, in addition to the injustices that are happening at the border. So when I spoke to the president, I said, look, I'm a mom. I have 5 kids, 7, 9 grandchildren, and your children are scared. You're scaring the children of America, not just in those families, but their neighbors and their communities. You're scaring the children.
Your reaction to that, sir?
So, to me, it's unconscionable. And this is a false narrative. Again, the majority of people you arrest are criminal aliens, have committed additional crimes against American citizens. And then the individual we're going after, we talk about families. These are families that have had due process. They've had lawyers. They've had interpreters. And they were given a final order of removal by a judge. We've sent many of them letters saying, hey, you've got 30 days. Get your affairs in order and come. These are individuals who have due process and been ordered removed. We're not ripping up families. We're enforcing the rule of law, maintaining integrity in the system. It's unconscionable what's being said. It's just not true.
Mark Morgan, you're going to hear a lot more from him, I promise you. He is the acting director of ICE, and you're going to be hearing a lot more of him. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of all state agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement? Hey, it's all there. For a free review, call Sam, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. A quick note on a story that we brought you yesterday, the combined El Dorado Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, gaming industry, a deal, the monster, $17.3 billion. Howard Stutz, in a column yesterday, quoted El Dorado CEO Tom Reeg that he expects the companies will sell a few of the 9 Vegas Strip properties. So this deal is not done. This deal is active. And, of course, El Dorado, based in Reno, calling all the shots right now. Stick around. More to do. No, we have only scratched the surface. There is so much more to do. Coming up in our next hour, Sig Rogich, a guy we've tried to have on the show a lot of times, and we finally got him. He's a kingmaker, and he'll join us next, Live and Local Now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now!